Testing 1, 2, 3, mic check 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, mic check 1, 2, 3, test 1, 2, 3.
Brendan, are we
ready? Yeah, we're ready when you are.
Okay.
Court report, are we good?
Yep.
Good morning. I call back to order this meeting of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee for Wednesday, October 25, 2023. The time is 9.
8:58.
So we're early. This is the second day of a two-day meeting that began yesterday. I would like to remind the public that this is a listening-only meeting, and please to mute their microphones, as well as any members of the CCAC or the US Mint that are participating remotely. Before we begin, I want to reintroduce to the public the committees of the CCAC, the members of the committee of the CCAC. My colleagues, please respond present when I call your name. Arthur Bernstein, representing the general public.
Present.
Dr. Harcourt Fuller, recommended by the Speaker of the House.
Dr. Fuller. Looks like he hasn't joined yet.
Okay. Kellen Hoard, representing the...
Mr. Chair, maybe we should just wait one moment and then start the roll call.
I think, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
it just reminds me of the fact that there are some in the sports arena that tend to say that you're on time when you're before time. So please excuse me, because I have that as one of my affiliations.
That was Vince Lombardi who said, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, don't bother showing up.
Oh, I love that.
I can wait for everything.
We will begin anew. Before we begin, I want to reintroduce members of the committee. My colleagues, please respond present when I call your name. Arthur Bernstein, representing the general public.
Present.
Kellen Hoard, representing the general public.
Present.
Dr. Harcourt Fuller, recommended by the Speaker of the House.
He hasn't joined yet.
John Saunders, here, okay. Michael Moran, recommended by the Senate Majority Leader.
Present.
Darla Jackson, specially qualified in medallic arts or sculpture.
Present.
Donald Skrinsky, recommended by the Senate Minority Leader.
Present.
Dennis Tucker, specially qualified in numismatics.
Present.
Dr. Peter Van Offen, specially qualified as a numismatic curator.
Present.
Okay. I think we have a quorum nonetheless.
We do.
Did I mention your name, Chris?
Yeah, I did.
Dr. Chris Capozzola, specially qualified in American history.
Present.
Thank you. We have a quorum, and the agenda for today's session will include the following. Review and discussion of the obverse and reverse candidate designs for the 2025 American Liberty High Relief 24-carat gold coin and the 2024 American Liberty Silver Medal. Review and approval of the Fiscal Year 2023 Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee Annual Report.
332-249-07.
Please mute yourself on the phone, please. And Harcourt, can you hear us?
Yes, Harcourt Fuller is present. Thank you.
692-249-0718.
And finally, the report of the Future Numismatic Themes Working Group and discussion of the recommendations for the fiscal year 2024 Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee annual report. Before we resume our proceedings, I ask that Brendan Tate if there are members of the press who have remotely signed in.
Thank you. Yes, there are two. We have Mike Hunter, the founder and editor of Coin News Media Group, LLC. And we have Paul Kites, Amos Media, Coin World Senior Editor.
Thank you so much. For the record, I would also like to confirm the following Mint staff are attending either in person or remotely. Mint staff, please indicate present after I have called your name. April Stafford, Chief of the Office of Design Management.
Present.
Megan Sullivan, Senior Design Specialist.
Present.
Roger Asquez, Senior Design Manager.
Present.
Pam Borer, Design Manager.
Present.
Russell Evans, Design Manager.
Present.
Vanessa Hanchock, Design Manager.
Present.
Sakrita Bajal, Design Manager.
Present.
Michael Costello, Manager of Design and Engraving.
Present.
Jennifer Warren, Director of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs and Liaison to the CCAC.
She's present.
Greg Wyman, Senior Legal Counsel and Counsel to the CCAC.
Present.
Brendan Tate, Senior Government Affairs Specialist and Office of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs.
Present.
Mike White, Office of the Corporate Communication.
Present.
Thank you so much. I'd like to begin with the Mint to ask, are there any issues that need to be addressed before we start?
No.
At this point, I'd like to, in fact, recognize Mike Moran.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. I'm going to present two motions this morning. Before I do that, as a point of explanation, I will read you a preamble, then I'll go through the first motion and then the second motion.
Okay, just remind people to speak up for those.
Okay.
Thanks.
We, the citizens of the Coinage Advisory Committee, are opposed to the Mint's proposed design for the 2024-25 American Liberty Silver Medal and High Relief Gold Coin. We respect the effort that went into its excellent rendition, but believe it is the wrong design for this particular program. We are not opposed to the submitted design itself. We have advocated over many years that the Mint consider resurrecting certain discontinued and patterned designs that feature 18th and 19th century images of Liberty. Many of these would be ideal for a distinctive silver medal program. These classic designs, however, are not ideal for the American Liberty program. These gold coins and accompanying silver medals were conceived within the CCAC and implemented as a program in 2015. The purpose of this program was to allow the Mint's artists to develop new images of American Liberty for the 21st century. The program has successfully initiated this effort. However, more needs to be done to fully implement the goal of new modern American concepts of liberty. The Mint's own catalog text describes the program. The American Liberty Gold Coin program celebrates modern interpretations of the concept of American liberty, exploring the theme beyond the classical tradition of portraits of allegorical liberty. The $1794 design fails to further this stated purpose. With this being the sense of the committee, I wish to make the following two motions. First, and we will consider the first motion by itself. I move that the $1794 flowing hair dollar rendition be removed from today's agenda and not be considered for the American Liberty Gold Coin, Silver, and Metal program.
I second that motion, Mr. Chairman. Donald Scarinci.
Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, seeing none, All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed signify by saying nay. Ayes have it. The motion carries.
My second motion, I move that we strongly recommend that the United States Mint implement a new Classic Liberty Silver Medal Series using images from its portfolio of discontinued designs and pattern pieces of the 18th and 19th centuries.
I second that motion. Okay.
Is there any comments or discussions on the motion?
Could you repeat the motion?
Yes. No. We strongly recommend that the United States Mint implement new Classic Liberty Silver Medal Series using images from its portfolio of discontinued designs and pattern pieces of the 18th and 19th centuries.
Are you making a distinction with silver medals versus
yes.
the availability of 24 karat gold coins as well as?
Yes.
Okay.
Any further questions or comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. The motion carries.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. I'm done.
Thank you. Are there any additional comments or motions based from the members at this time? Hearing none, we will move to the next item on the agenda.
Chairman Brown, if the committee is happy to entertain some questions about the possibility of using the flowing hair dollar design as a standalone offering. We do have a question that we would very much appreciate the committee's input on about the pros and cons of revisiting a historic design. Is that something that you would be willing to have a discussion on so that we could, next time we come back in November, be one step ahead with that information?
Point of order.
Yes.
Would such a discussion be permissible without notice to the public in advance? I guess that's a great question.
Still connected to the use of the flowing hair dollar design, Greg, so I'm hoping the answer would be yes.
No, but the answer would be no because we're not considering that design. We're not reviewing that design. So we're open to the discussion, you know, for sure.
Understood. We can use it as an example.
And perhaps
yeah.
we could do a special Zoom meeting next week, as early as next week.
An administrative meeting.
An administrative meeting to discuss it if you'd like. I don't think the public forum would be appropriate to discuss it.
I apologize. Rephrase the question.
I think we would be open to having a Zoom meeting, a Zoom administrative meeting next week, as early as Monday if you'd like,
Tuesday.
Whenever.
As opposed to
discussing this at the public meeting today.
There's nothing to stop you. The Mint has authority to make this particular
That's correct.
Coin and metal.
That's correct.
What program it falls under is discretionary from the Mint standpoint. And we did notice the public that the committee would be utilizing reviewing this design. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing, legally speaking, to stop the committee from commenting on this design today.
But the motion was to remove it.
Okay.
So we're not going to talk about it at this meeting. We'll talk about it at another meeting as early as next week, if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't hold you up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. We will now move to consideration of the CCAC's annual report. Before doing so, it is important that we share two additional points, particularly for the public's interest. First, the annual report, the annual year for the report is from October 1, 2022 to September 30, 2023. Second, pursuant to Section 5135 of Article 31, the United States Code, the CCAC is to submit an annual report to the Secretary of Treasury, the House Committee on Financial Services, and the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs. By statute, this report is due on September 30th each year, but consistent with the statute and past practices, it was communicated to the Secretary and Congress earlier this year that additional time was needed to complete the report and for approval to occur. The new expected delivery date for the report is to be no later than December 18th, 2023. This report encompasses the work that the committee has done over the last fiscal year and includes a draft copy of the report was sent to all everyone prior to this meeting. The first thing I'd like to ask is if there are any comments on the document or corrections that you'd like to bring up from the committee. Hearing none, seeing none. Is there a motion to approve the annual report and to authorize United States Mint to submit to the Secretary in Congress with the edits that have been submitted earlier, either now or prior to the meeting, and to give the Mint authority in coordination with the CCAC chair to make any other technical corrections that may be necessary?
Arthur Bernstein so moves.
Peter Van Alten second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are those opposed by nay? Seems the motion carries. Are there any objections to the motion? If not, without objection, the fiscal year 2023 annual report is now approved. I would like to also note that this year that the Mint has worked tirelessly on providing us a smaller document that can be printed at larger amounts and be used to distribute to the general public. This document will have standard information about the CCAC as well as including a short summary of the current fiscal year. This will be another tool for the CCAC's public outreach. Now we move to the last order of business, the report of the Future Numismatic Themes Working Group and discussion of the recommendations for fiscal year 2024 annual report. The working group's report provides the CCAC another opportunity to continue to serve as an informed, experienced, and impartial resource to the Treasury Secretary, representing the interests of the public and the numismatic community. Art Bernstein had a phenomenal job and would very graciously agree to serve as head of this working group and will provide the report of the group today. At the conclusion of the working group's report, the CCAC will vote to determine which of the recommendations are to be forwarded to the Secretary and Congress, and I will hand this off now to Art Bernstein.
Mr. Chairman, this is Art Bernstein. Just to keep the parliamentary procedures in order, I would like to move acceptance of the report that you received last week.
Second.
Michael Moran.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Now I'd like to present the report. You all received it in hard copy and electronically. I hope you've had a chance to read it. I was honored when Dr. Brown asked me in February of this year to chair this working group, this subcommittee. We've had previous subcommittees in the past. This group was made up of myself as chair, Mike Moran, Darla Jackson, John Saunders, Larry Brown, and then as soon as Kellen was appointed as a member of the CCAC, he was quickly added to our subcommittee as well, and that became the working group. We began our work looking at the past. We looked at the minutes of the previous meetings of the past working group. We read congressional research papers, including from the Congressional Research Service, the commemorative coins, background papers. There were two of them. We looked at the previous reports of the old subcommittees, and then we looked at ideas from the general public. And in the annual report, the draft annual report, well, I should say now the annual report that we just approved, on page 26, you will see a chart listing various ideas that were submitted by the general public for commemorative coins and medals. And there were 26 on that chart. They ranged from everything to penguins to Father's Day as possible themes. By the way, neither of those themes made our final list. We had at one point over 50 ideas that we were considering. We went, as I said, had four meetings where we whittled those down by consensus, left some on, took some off. In the end, the final report that you have in front of you lists 19 concepts that we think are deserving of future coinage.
each of the committee members championed several of these items. This was a report written by each of the committee members, and you'll see different styles in terms of the, some were longer, some were shorter. We're prepared to discuss any of the 19 that are recommended, but I wasn't planning to go through the list unless there are specific questions.
Is there any comments from the committee with respect to any of the items that they'd like to hear specific information about? Not hearing any?
Actually, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Peter Van Alphen. There were a number of women listed, Loretta Lynn, Grace Hopper, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and you were suggesting either a commemorative coin or a congressional gold medal. How does recommendation for congressional gold medals actually move forward? My understanding is that is this something that we can recommend that then is taken up by Congress, or I guess that is part of it.
I think Greg,
Point of clarification. Your charter specifically authorizes you to recommend commemorative programs in the following 5 years. Technically, it does not, there is no authority for the CCAC to recommend congressional gold medals,
right,
which by definition our legislative, or must begin and conclude with the legislature and be signed into law by the president. Therefore, our past advice has been to stick to the annual report to things that either are commemorative in nature, which the charter already gives you authority to recommend, or to make recommendations to the Mint and the Treasury Department, programs for which we already have legislative authority. So in the past, we have recommended to the committee not to necessarily put into the annual report items that specifically would require legislation and are not specifically identified in your chart.
Chairman Brown, Jennifer Warren has her hand raised.
Jennifer?
I'll add, though, in some of our past recommendation letters that you have sent to the Secretary and to Congress has included suggestion of a commemorative coin / congressional gold medal. We did that for, the semi-Q. There was a reference, but congressional gold medal authority really does lie with Congress, but we have suggested at times consideration of one or the other, just to give them an idea.
Okay, so Mr. Peter Van Alphen again. So it would be fine just to leave congressional gold medal suggestions in this document then?
Theoretically, I guess if it is, we recommend either a commemorative coin, we recommend a commemorative coin program, if that's not appropriate, possibly consider a congressional gold medal. Right. I think if you're doing that, then I think you're bootstrapping it to the authority that you already have in your legislative charter.
Yeah, I think Donald Scorinci, Mr. Chair. I think recommending congressional gold medals is up to Congress, and they tell us what they want, and we can certainly recommend a commemorative coin program for Congress to consider, and alternatively, if Congress prefers, it would be a congressional gold medal. So that should be delicately worded, especially in Capitol Hill at the moment.
Mr. Chairman, this is Art Bernstein. Speaking of things that should be delicately worded, there's another area where we went a little bit beyond our portfolio, and that is on page 9 of the report, where we were suggesting higher value circulating coins. It was made quite clear to us in our discussions with counsel that this was beyond the commemorative coin charter, and it clearly would require legislative action. We just felt this was a good idea, and we put it on our list.
May I suggest something to make this maybe a little easier? Then let's, in fact, if the maker of the motion would be willing to subtract the motion those items for which we've had some conversation about, and let's approve the others, the remainder. So that means the issue with respect to the point that you raised, Art, as well as, I'm sorry, okay, I'll keep, please forgive me, Peter, as well as the issue that you raised, Art, with respect to the denominations. Let's remove them from the report, from this motion, and then handle them separately, because it would seem to me that there would be cleaner to get that done and more efficiently. Do you agree with that, the maker of the motion?
Well, I wasn't the maker of the motion. Oh, actually, I guess I was. Yeah. Art Bernstein, yes. I think it's an excellent idea, very Solomon-like idea.
And Michael, as the
second. I will second that. Okay. I do have a question for Art on this. This is Michael Moran. How many are left that we are recommending when you drop those out of the list?
Well, this is Art Bernstein. I think we're doing two kinds of drops. Each of the coins, each of the concepts that were suggested as a congressional gold medal were also suggested as a commemorative coin. Mm-hmm. So we're simply deleting or congressional gold medal from this list. Okay. So that doesn't take anything off the list. Loretta Lynn, Ruth Bader Ginsburg remain on the list. And simply the only other item then that would come off was on page 9, the idea of a $5 or $10 and or $10 higher value circulating coin, item B.
There's one other item that we recommended, which was a commemoration in gold of the Vela Pratt $5 gold piece of his last coin in 1929, and celebrating its discontinuance in 2029. The Mint has authority to strike gold, so I see no problem with that, and I would recommend, suggest that the motion include that in our report.
So we leave it in?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Would we have to also remove the Mint set with the W Mint mark? Or the full copper set? Would that?
I don't know. I'm looking at the lawyer.
What are you referring to?
This is page 9.A. So one of the other recommendations that was made was a Mint set with full copper set and W Mint mark. I imagine that would have to be struck as well.
Excuse me, this is Jennifer Warren, the liaison. I have a question because I'm a little confused what you're trying to do here. We usually don't send a report over, we send a letter with the recommendations. What are you suggesting to send a full report to Congress into the secretary, or are you just using the report to identify what you're going to put into the letter?
It's the latter. This is Lawrence Brown. It's the latter. We're just going to suggest the items to put in the letter. The report
okay.
is only.
All right, thank you for the clarification.
The question in front of us now is whether or not in the motion to include or not include an item that had to deal with a mint set with full copper cent or W mint mark.
In other words, does the mint have the authority on its own right now to create a numismatic product with a full copper cent?
Even beyond that, does the CCAC, is that within the CCAC's authority to make a recommendation to the secretary?
I would argue it's beyond the CCAC's authority.
Okay. So could we make the motion to recommend all of the pieces here except for page 9?
This is Art Bernstein. I think that's correct. Yeah. And on the previous pages, we would simply delete congressional. We're just listing it as a commemorative coin.
So for the sake of the public, this is Lawrence Brown. What is being offered here is in the motion that all the items in the report would be in fact forwarded except for page 9 that had to do with the fact that the mint set with the full copper cent and W or W mint mark, as well as the next item was the $5 or $10 higher value circulating coins. So that would be what the motion stands for now. And the item with respect to removing congressional gold medal and just having commemorative coins. Any further questions on the motion as modified? Hearing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, this is Arthur Bernstein. I would, keeping with the suggestion, I would now like to move that we add to our list of recommended ideas with the suggestion that with appropriate legislation, we are recommending item A, mint set with full copper cent or W mint mark, and B, $5 and or $10 higher value circulating coins.
Is there a second?
I have a question. Didn't we just
first, we need a second.
I'll second. Donald Skernsey, I'll second.
Okay. Now, John, please.
I thought we just established that the Mint had the authority for the copper cent in the, or WMM mark.
I didn't hear that. This is our first name, but...
It's question... I mean, this is Greg Weinman. It is not clear that for the Mint has the authority to make it entirely copper cent for numismatic purposes. What our authority says on the subject of the cent is that the secretary may prescribe the weight and composition of copper and zinc in the alloy of the 1 cent coin that the secretary decides are appropriate. When the secretary decides that a different weight and alloy of copper and zinc are necessary to ensure an adequate supply of 1 cent coins to meet the needs of the United States. Is it possible to interpret that, that a numismatic coin that is all copper is necessary to meet the needs of the United States? It's a possible interpretation, but it's not one that I'm willing to make sitting here today.
John?
How do they do it in 09 then? Because that's exactly what happened in 2009.
On the collector sets, yes.
How they do, which one?
The Lincoln cents were the different reverses, Greg. Those were copper.
No, those were legislative bronze.
That was a specific legislation act.
It was.
Colleagues, this is Lawrence Brown. We have to mention our name before we speak, please.
This is Greg. Yeah, that was based on legislation at the time. Yes.
John Saunders, thank you, Greg. Maybe I would offer an amendment that we suggested as a legislative, subject to being appropriate to do so. With existing law, and if it's not appropriate with existing law, we suggest it be put into the, it's not worth a bill by itself, but the next appropriate bill.
I think that was the motion.
This is our question. That was my intent, John. I'm suggesting these last two items are be presented as concepts that we would like to see pursued, understanding that it may require will likely require legislative activity.
Okay.
Is that authority? Okay. This is Lawrence Brown. Are there any further comments or questions on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, please signify by saying nay. The ayes appear to have it. Thank you so much.
Mr. Chairman, may that be reported as a unanimous vote?
You certainly may. That sounds like me from my perspective.
Thank you.
Before the last action of today, I would like to thank the CCAC members and the U.S. Mint staff for their attendance yesterday and today. I want to especially recognize Dr. Capasola for his contributions during his maiden voyage. Finally, and equally important, I'd like to thank the members of the public and the numismatic community for the time they spent listening yesterday and today. Your feedback is critical to the CCAC. Please do not hesitate to provide your feedback or questions about this two-day meeting by emailing the CCAC at info@ccac.gov. The next meeting is scheduled to be in November, and there will be a Federal Register notice that will announce the time of the meeting. I think that date is November 28th. I will now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Michael Moran.
Is there a second?
Second by Art Bernstein.
All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Seems like the ayes have it. Have a great remainder of the day.
Wow. Whoa. We're by ourselves. There's no audience.
Time's the point.
Just Brendan.
I looked up.
That was quick.
Maybe there's a
no, like, 10 minutes later, really.
Now, we're
off the record.
Off the record.
Yes.
Right, we're off the record.
You're off the record.
Word is...
Guys, the mic is open. Shut your mic off.
Shut the mic off. Ben, can you hear us?
Can you do that?
Can.
The meeting's over. Great seeing everyone virtually. Please enjoy the rest of the day and hope to see you guys soon again.
Thank you. Is the mic off, Ben?
Yes.
Okay.
So the word is...